Again, Arafah, one of the most significant of Hajj is Arafah. If you are not able to attend Arafah, then your Hajj is not complete. So Arafah, attending Arafah within the given time is part of one of the obligation of Hajj. So Arafah is significant because the sheer number of people trying to reach there, the places get crowded, jam-packed, all in terms of the transport, if you're walking transport. So the masjid, which is located in Arafah, everybody can't really go close to it. We've tried. The two times that I went to, I couldn't go in the masjid itself. By the time we reached, it's almost complete, and then you go as close as possible, and there are microphones, PA systems, which basically covers the area, so you go as close as possible. The experience of Arafah is that that's a time when the whole day people just basically praying and seeking forgiveness of our Creator. So what I've noticed and what I have also tried to do is not to use time for any other reason but to seek forgiveness and do as much prayers, reading, and seeking forgiveness from Allah by making supplication or by reading Quran. Supplication is most people what they do. It's basically people are asking for forgiveness and well-being of themselves and for their future. And it's another electrifying movements where people, you know, you see, you hear, and you also do it yourself. And also collectively, depending on your arrangement, like as I said earlier, that we went in a group. So we were quite fortunate to have some of the good scholars with us who were able to interject and support and assist and give the emotional charges when it was appropriate, and then collective dua. Not everybody is good at everything. So when you've got scholars with you, they're able to provide you that guidance. And we were quite lucky to have a number of good scholars who were able to collectively help us to do the prayers together, and also collective duas and zikr. And the day isn't very long. By the time you go there, depending on individual, but most people can get there by 10, 11, 12. By the time we went, it was approaching duhur time, so it's probably about 1:30-ish. And then you have to leave Arafat just before Maghrib. So the time isn't enough. In the meantime, you have to do your salah, you have to also eat and do as much as you possibly can. So time goes really, really quickly.